Learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting five lines on the top of two dots of a shtar. Now, Mishnah, we learned that Ivri is Nikna, but Kesef, Vishtar, and Koinas Asma, Vishon Vyel, Vigar, and Kesef. We're going to handle now Nikna, but Kesef, Vishtar, that you can buy Ivri with Kesef and Shtar. We learned Kesef, right? Now, up to Shtar. How do you know you can be Koinas Ivri with Shtar? We know on Oma Ula, Oma Kra, the Pasuk says, by Oma Avriya, in the parasha, it says that if someone buys Oma Avriya from the father, the halacha is he could do yud, which means after he purchases the Oma Avriya, if he wants, the master can marry the Oma. Then it says if he marries her and then takes another wife, he should she'era k'susha v'inos lo yigro. He should not keep away the she'era k'susha from the Oma Avriya, who is his wife now. But upon him, in the pasuk, there's a hekesh for Oma Avriya to acheres, which is another isho. In macheres k'chloi, the kesh akosh v'acheres. Ma acheres, just like the isho is mekanayim b'shtar, af Oma Avriya mekanayim b'shtar. So Oma Avriya also, you could buy him b'shtar. So now the shaila is, when you buy Oma Avriya with a shtar, or ever with a shtar, who writes the shtar? Remember, we had earlier on in the Masechta that there's a difference between a shtar kedushin, for example, and a shtar mikneh. When you buy a field, who writes the shtar? The seller writes the seller writes the shtar. When you sell a field, the seller writes the shtar. Mashenkin by kedushin, the buyer, the husband writes the shtar. So by Oma Avriya, who writes the shtar? The master or the father or the Eved Ivri himself? Who writes the shtar? So it's the machlokes really. So Gemara is like this: Honich lemandi amar shtar Oma Avriya odoin koisvay. If you hold the odoin writes the shtar, which means the buyer writes the shtar, so then it's good, you can learn that from Kedushin. Because Kedushin has, who writes the shtar by Kedushin? The husband, which is the buyer. So here also, the buyer is writing the shtar. But according to Mandi Amma, the Av writes it. So how could it be, you learn out from Acheres, if it's a different type of shtar? It can't be. Because by Acheres, by Isha, who writes the shtar? The buyer. If the halacha is by Oma Avriya, the Av Koisvoy, which means the seller writes it, so what's the Makar? How can you say the Makar is from Isha if it's a different type of Shtar? The Itma, we learned. Shtar, Oma Avriya, Mi Koisvoy. Shtar of Oma Avriya, and the Tosfos Rit speaks out, who had an Eved Ivri, is the same question. Who writes the Shtar? Rav Huna, Oma Adon Koisvoy. Rav Chista, Oma Av Koisvoy. It's Makhleik, who writes the Shtar? The Adon or that? That's the Shtar, who writes the Shtar? The Adon or the Av? That's the question. So Honicha, L'Rav Huna, which means Rav Huna holds Adon Koisvoy. So then it's a good limud, because just like by Kedushin, the Baal writes a shtar. Here, the Odin who buys it writes a shtar. El Rav Chista, who holds that the Av Koisvoy, which means the seller writes it, or be Eved Ivri himself writing it, Ma'ik the Meimah, the Makar can be from Isha, because Isha works different. Dr. Gemara, now, just speak out a second. So according to Rav Huna, where's the Makar for shtar by Eved Ivri? From Isha. L'chayra, this pasuk is by Oma Avriya. So how do you know Eved Ivri? So the Torah says, lying to me, Eved Ivri, you learn that from the pasuk, ki yamachil cha achicha ha-Ivri ha-Ivriya. Like the Gemara says, there's a hekesh to each other. The problem is, that's machru bezdin. How do you know mecha atzmai? Torah says, you learn that sacher sacher, maybe. You learn sacher sacher. But there's many not another sacher sacher. So how are you going to know? Remember, how do you know kesef? If you remember, learn Sacher Sacher. I don't know if they all remember, but how you know from Chisasik, extra vav that attaches Nimkalakim to Nimkal Yisrael. But the star, Nimkalakim doesn't have star. So Chayra, how do you know that? So Tosfos Rosh asks his kasha, and Tosfos Rosh answers that since we find that Kesef is Hushva by everyone, the Om Avriya, the Machra Bezdin, the Machra Atzmai. Here also, once you found star by a lot of them, you would say star also. Like a part of him, so that would be the Makar from Isha. But if you have Chista, you can't have a Makar from Isha because it's the wrong person writing the Shtar. Omra Vacha by Yaakov, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Lo Yseitse Ketesa Avadim. This is a Pasuk by Chiyimker Isha, Bitulama, and Parashim Spatim. Lo Yseitse Ketesa Avadim. That doesn't go out like other Avadim go out. The Pasuk in the Pasuk is that a regular Eved goes out B'Shem V'ayim. Eved Kanani goes out B'Shem V'ayim. If someone knocks out his, he goes free. It says by Oma Avriya, Lo Yseitse Ketesa Avadim. It doesn't get that Yitzia of Shem V'ayim. So, but there's a Diyak. There's also a Diyak here. Lo Yseitse Ketesa Avadim, Aval Niknesi Kinyan Avadim. But like, you could get a Kinyan like Kinyan of Eved Kanani. Umayniyu Shtar. We know you could purchase a Eved Kanani with a Shtar. Why? Because Eved Kanani is Hukus L'Karkois. Eved Kanani is like a piece of Karka. Just like a piece of Karka you can buy with a Shtar. So same thing, Abaya ever kenani with a star. So leseitze could say savadim, avon niknesi kinyan avadim. So that's the raya that you could be koina and you could be koina a eved with a star. This is also this pasuk also by Amar Avriya actually. You also need those hakeshim anyway. Umani ushtar. Okay, once he's saying it's like an Eved Kenani, so maybe you could be kind of Eved Rivu Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? Chazaka would mean is that you do some work with him. You tell him to carry your shoes to the bathhouse, which is something now I'll do to Eved Rivu upon him. Maniyo Chazaka, on the cross, Nechaltam, Oysim of Rechem, Acharechem, Oysim, Chazaka, of Leachem, Chazaka. No, on that's a Miyat. The Miyat, there's a Miyat by Eved Kenani. It says that Eved Kenani, you marries to your children. And it says, only Eved Kenani has a chazaka, nothing else has a chazaka. So that's what's the miyat in that. Break the mar. Maybe the miyat is that there's no kinyan shtar, only kinyan shtar by Eved Kenani, not by Eved Ri. The mar says, no, actually, let's say it's success avodim, which is a diuk, that let's say it's success avodim of Nicholas kinyan avodim. So marois, so now we have a shayla, we have a miyat, and we have a ribui. Let's say it's success avodim says, that Eved Ivri and Amavriya have a kinyan like Avodim. And Mr. Chalta Moisim says, only Eved Kenani has that kinyan. So we said that the Miyat is by Chazaka, and the Ribuy is for Shtar. Who said Marois? So the Gemara, Mestavra Shtar Havel Rabuya. You know why? Shkei Moitzi Bevas Yisrael. We find Shtar works by Yisrael. It's Moitzi, it's a get. So that's why it makes sense that the Shtar will work more than the Chazaka. So... take her out. So your question maybe is like this, that why would it be a riot that the star kedushin? Why would it say when you find star kedushin by a star, that's why it should be. So Tais says that kasha, Tais says the Vash Shokain. Tais says, Hodeloi nokat shokain machnis the hudami tvei, it's more similar, and for Tais says, shun the get ksiv behedya. Emily asked the Olam, how do we know the star is kind of by kedushin? So on that day we learned from Vyatsa Vahisa, the whole Makar, the star works by kedushin, is from get. So that's why he picked get. Akapanim. So the Mara says, Shtar is a Maila because Maitzi Vas Yisrael. Adrav Mara says, Chazaka Havler Buyish, Ken Kona, Benichse Ager. Adrav, you should bring, the Chazaka has a Maila because it's Koin Michse Ager. When you want to be Koin Michse Ager, which means Ager dies, we're adding Yerushim, his stuff is Hefker, you can't buy it with Shtar or Kesef, because they need a Makne. There's no Makne there. The only way to do it is Chazaka, you see a Maila of Chazaka. So Mara says, no, but Ishus Mila Eshkan. Maitzi, you don't find by Ishus any Kayach. So like this, what was Gemara saying? Gemara saying like this, that we have a shayla, we don't make the miyat or the ribuy. So we say it makes sense to make a miyat a chazaka and a ribuy on shtar, because shtar you find is moitz v'atishol and be'ishus eshkan. That's what Gemara says. Frank the Tosis read, ishus? Well, I don't know what you're talking about ishus. We're talking about Ev Ivri now, Amavriya, what's the ishus? It's a mile by ishus. What does it do with anything? So Tosis read asks Kasha, and believe it or not, the Tosis read says, you're not garis it. That's really not Garis is Mars Terrace. Go straight to the next Terrace. Let's stay in Tosis Rid. I read it to you inside because he bavarns what could have been shot. Zok Tosis Rid. Nirali, the legasin lay. You're not Garis, the ma isha shaykh gabi omavriya. What shaykh is isha gabi omavriya? So he says, maybe, v'imashum dihi baz yod. We know omavriya can have yod, so maybe that's why it's a mile of ishus. V'hare gabi avivri yafi imene. We learn avivri also, and there's no ishus. He says, you take it out, so Tosis Rid learns. All those learn that is a mile of Ishus, because it could do Ishus, but it's a good question. Why Chazaka is the Miyat, and Shtar is a Ribuy? That's what Macheres Yikachla. We have a pasuk in Macheres Yikachla that says, Hukash la Isha, that has a kinyan of Shtar. So, we had a kasha on that the Shtar is going the wrong way. So, and that helps us that to tell us which way, direction to make Leseitze, Kses, Avodim, and Vestachalatam Oysam, which one to might, Chazak or Shtar, we know from Macheres Yikachloi that Shtar is better. But I'm not learning after Macheres Yikachloi, but that tells us which direction to turn, and therefore, that's the Pshat Gemara. So, bottom line is, how do you know Shtar, but Amavri, Ravri, so either learn from Macheres Yikachloi, or you learn from Leseitze, Kses, Avodim, with a little help from Macheres Yikachloi, or Be'ishas, Eshkhan, whatever the Tosri takes out. Rav Huna, who learns out from the Shtar from Macheres Yikachloi, he has no problem learning out from there because he holds both cases, the buyer writes a Shtar. So what is the Lord says to say Savodim? Rav Huna, how do I say to say Savodim? My Torah Bay, whom Barley, for the Pasha Pshash, any Yoitz of Rosh HaYavarim, Kevet, he doesn't go out, she does not go out with Rosh HaYavarim, which means he not get her shame of Ayin, or any other Chavda Rosh HaYavarim, she does not go out like a Eved. Rav Chista, So how does Rav Chisda know that halacha? And he has to make the two drashas. And can lichtav kra leseitzik avadim. Let's say simply leseitzik avadim. Leseitzik kitzeis avadim sounds like making a diak here. My kitzeis avadim shema v'no tarti. Sounds like making a diak that only tzeis avadim doesn't have, but it has the kinyan of avadim, and therefore he has the right to make a limud that we have a kinyan of avadim which is star. Shema v'no tarti. Vayit in the Gemara. This is vayit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says. The koines atzmoy, every is koin himself, and this includes amavria, b'shanim, which means 6 years, uveyovel, gerayin kasef, which means he gives back some of the kasef and he goes out. He says, "Seril amavria, shkoines atzmoy v'simonim." Amavria is a mila that when she has simonim at 12 years old, she goes out also. Koines atzmoy b'shanim, how do we know it's in the car? This is the easy one. It's first apostle, the chsiv, sheis shanim yavod uvash v'yis. That says in the pasuk. Be growing kesef. How do you know? Be yovel. How do you know? The chsiv. Ashnas ha yovel liavin imcha until yovel you work. So that's the first pasuk yovel. We had before that there's a different psukim for Moicha Bezdin also, and there's a different pasuk in Eretz. Be growing kesef. Amachiski od amakra vehefta. The pasuk says vehefta. Melamed shemigarab v'dyoyin v'yoytza. The pasuk says that she could be paid herself by giving back some of the money of the kinyan, and she goes out. So those are the three koina es atzmai. Now we have a brisa, tana. The koina es atzmai v'kesef. You can koina yourself a kesef, v'shav v'kesef, uv'shtar. So what does this mean? Bishlam v'kesef, d'chzim v'kesef v'knasa, which means geroyin kesef. Shav v'kesef v'osanami. Yashav gulasa, the pasuk says, Yashav gulasa v'rachmano, rav v'shav v'kesef, then you could do geroyin kesef also with shav v'kesef. You don't have to have actually cash. You can have the value of money as well, something that has the value of money also. What's a shtar? Al hay shtar hechidami. Ilem l'kosh l'shtar adami. If it's like a check, he writes a shtar, here, I owe you money. So hainu kesef, that's kesef. Elo, you know what shtar is? Shichur. A new thing we didn't have. Shtar shichur. El shichur, which means I write in a star that you are ben chayim. This is the one everybody remember. Break the mar star lomeli. What do you need a star for that? Lamely about betray zil go in front to aid them. Example: if you hire a worker to fix your steps, and then halfway through you saw you don't need him anymore, you tell him to go, and he's free. You don't have to bring him star shichur. So here, the everybody was makabel himself to work for you, so send him free. You know, in bapi beidina zil, go in front of vez and say zil. What do you have to make a star for? What's a star for? To get him out of the star, just terminate his employment, and they're done. Amarava zoyse meres eved ivri gufi kani. Shteita eved ivri is the guf is kani, and therefore if he's meichel, but Rav Shemachal grain meichel. If he's meichel, he says, you know what? You don't have to give me money. Just go free. Doesn't work. You need a star shecher. You need a kinyan. You have to go out with something. It has to be grain kesef or star shecher. And the cause gufi kani. That's what Rav says. Shteita gufi kani. Now, what does it mean gufi kani? What does that mean? So it's a big machlokes rishonim, and it has to do with what we discussed before. Most rishonim learn gufei kani means that there's really two kinyanim on an eved ivri even. One is that gufei kani means a kinyan mammon, which you could be mafgir, you don't need a shtar shichur for that. But there's a kinyan iser also. What's the kinyan iser? That he's mutar to shifcha. That kinyan iser only goes off with a shtar shichur. And for example, one of the rishonim bring it down is the Ran. I'll read you the lashon of the Ran. The Ran says that's not gufi kani like an eved kanani, where there you actually own the person. But the meaning gufi kani, a lot of members gufi kani l'chah advarim ke eved kanani. The eved kanani yadu ki yad rabbi mamish umetziyasa rabbi. But eved ivri has a yad. He says, what does it mean? El ki amin gufi kani hainu l'inshin moysu loy shivcha kananis va'afilu ba karcha va'vlas la'odain hilchach einzet shibud ba'am el ki na guf mamish. So therefore, you need to get shivcha for the kinyan isim. Freitz of the kasha, the story is bothering the oilam. That we learned before, that a moicha atzma is also in the shivcha kananis. So you tell me a moicha atzma doesn't need to get shichur? It's a very important, the Gemara missed a very important part. Get shichur, work, go gufa kani, it's only a moicha bezna, a moicha atzma. Gemara doesn't say that. Every eved ivri is gufa kani. Eved ivri who's a moicha atzma is also a shivcha kananis. The heck, he says a kinyan isser. There is no kinyan isser. As if the Ritva brings this riot to himself. But Lachar, what's going on? He has Rashi learn. Rashi and Tosis, I don't know if he proved it yesterday, we think he spoke it out, that Tosis is the whole of Rashi also is also Shifcha Kananis. Tosis Abaram Tesvam Yudalam Beis. So what's the pshat? So it's a Vuyah over here, Shtikil and Rashi says also, that no, the Kenyan moment here is Gufi Kani, which means, what does it mean Gufi Kani? This is not a regular hire worker. You own the Eved for his moment. It's called deka leperesav. You own the tree for its peris. You own the person for his mammon. It's not stam a worker. It's you own his guf for his mammon, and you can't be meichel the kinyan mammon. Like Rashi speaks out, lo shayech be mechilas mammon. You can't be meichel the mammon. Different than the Rishonim. So it comes out the Nafkamina alumnus and Nafkamina lahalacha. According to all Rishonim, if you meichel the mammon part, you can't get to meichel. You can't meichel the kinyan esav. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, you can't even meichel the kinyan mammon because that is the guf ikon. Now the question is, a bummer question, a very good question is, why not Mishnah stay Shtar Shticher? Now Mishnah says, Kainis Atzev, Vishon of Yav Yerayin Kesev, don't say Shtar Shticher. Sure, it would bother him also. Whatever Shtar Shticher in the Mishnah. So Tosfos first starts off, then Mas Omer Rava, Tosfos starts off, maybe our Mishnah holds ain't goofy kondi. He says it can't be, it's impossible. So Tosfos ends off, and then Tosfos Omer Rava, Yashleim Adem, he says, Nami Yisar Goofy Kondi. Vod Lechosh Shtar, because the Mishnah is talking about all cases where the Yitzir is Bal Karcha Vod Adayin. 6 years comes, he leaves. He says, hey, bye, goodbye, Charlie. Yoivel also. He says, goodbye, Gerayin Kesef also. Shtar, you need the other to write the Shtar. Therefore, I'm interested in saying. Zog to Geheli Gemara Vayter, Yisera Lov Amavriya. Yisera Lov Amavriya, that he has Simonim also. She has Simonim also. Not a Yitzir. Arma Shlokish Amavriya Kaina, Es Atzma, Ben Bisa Sa'av. Come to Shlokish, there's a new Yitzir. For Amavriya, it's called Misa Sa'av, Meshush Adon. If the father dies, she leaves the Shush Adon. Mekava Chaimer. From a Kavachimer. Ma Simonim. She'im Metziyam Shishav. Simonim is not Metziyam Shishav. You have to wait till you become a Bigris. Still Metziyam Shishav. In Simonim, it says in the Pasuk, Yotzachinim Ein Kesef, that Simonim are Metziyam from the Rosh Hashanah in Misa. Misa Zav, she Metziyam Shishav, because you're not married, the father's not married his daughter to his children. In a din, she Metziyam Shishav. It's a Kavachimer. Simonim, which are Metziyam Adon, and not Metziyam Shishav, so for sure, Misa Zav, which Metziyam Shishav, are Metziyam Shishav. So that's a Kal V'Chaimer. So even we have a Kal V'Chaimer, it has to make a little sense. So Mordechai is making it like, well, Misa Zahav, maybe if she sneezes, she goes out. What shaykh is Misa Zahav? What do with anything? So the Targum says, Pashut. A father sells his daughter for how much koyach he has in his daughter. He can only sell his daughter for koyach. He can't sell his daughter past what he has koyach for. So if he's going to die, he's not going to have a reshus on her anymore. So maybe he only can sell her as long as he has reshus. But he can't sell her for more than he owns in her if he's going to die. What in marriage? Marriage is
Ishus.
No, Ishus is definitely different. The Ishus is the it's not an avdus there. It's not an event. It's a partnership. No, it's where with the Ishus.
But
oh, I'm very right for the next 6 years exactly because he has owned her for 6 years. He can't sell it past when he owns her. Right, yes, right. But still, if he didn't, let, for example, let's say he only had koyach for 3 more years. Let's say, for example, let's use the thing. You were able to sell it for 6 years then. So here, if he's going to die in 3 years, he only has koyach. Well, that's the lomdus. I'm saying it's a kavachim anyway. But just to understand it, it's a very simple understanding. Actually, the Ma'arit asks us for a kasha. He says, what do you need a kavachim for? It's all pasha. That's what he says. But anyway, at the end of the day, we'll see. Let's see the Gemara. Rosh Lakish says a very good thing. He says a misa avi maizi from a kavachimer, and we just said a little beer, a little zaltz and pef in that. Maizve. Right, Maizve Rav Yishev. Here's the kasha. It says in our Mishnah, Yisera of Amavriya Shekoina is asked for a simanim. Amavriya has an extra yitzia called simanim. The misa nisina misa av. We're missing one. What about the misa saav? It's also yitzia. So Gemara ton of a shayer. You're right. Rosh Lakish says there's not a yitzia misa av, and we left out some that. The Amavriya is Yisera love. We left out my Shai Dai Shai. Always when he leaves one out, you have to leave something else out because you don't just leave one out. So when it says Shai Misas Adon, the halacha is that if the Adon dies, the Amavriya does not work for the son. Mashainkin by Eved Ivri, if the Adon dies, the Eved Ivri works for the son of the master. So here, she has another Yitzia, Misas Adon. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a shayer, because even if Misa Adon, Lav Shiruhu, the Kivin the Ikanayim Be'ish, since by a near tsa you have Misa Adon, like Tani, you don't want to say, Yisera Lav Amavriya, that it has Misa Adon, because Eved Ivri does have it in certain cases. For example, by near tsa it has Misa Adon, that deer does not go even to the sun. So therefore, they don't want to say it. So it's back Shver, L'chayro, our Mishnah is missing Misa Zahab, and L'chayro, it should be a problem. So what, Balanisti, why didn't it say it? And for the Gemara, our Mishnah only says things that have a It has an end. It just has a kitzvah. It has a set amount. Velonisti, Tano Dov is just a kitzvah. Ktani. Our Mishnah only says things that are very clear cut. They're finite. They have a certain amount. Dov is only kitzvah like Ktani. Something that's not clear, that could be all over the place, does not say. So therefore, like Shanim is 6 years. Yovel, you know when Yovel is. Growing cast is very clear. Break the Gemara of Asimanim, the Elam kitzvah, Simanim that does not have a kitzvah, because it could come any time. after a certain age, come any time, some quicker or less, Viktanian says it. Om Rav Safra, you're right, Elan Kisvah Lamaila. Any time after 12 years old, we'll see in a second, if you want after 9, it's Simanim work. Avayeshlam Kisvah Lamata. There is an age that if someone has Simanim below that age, it's nothing. Like we learned on top of Tazayim Beis, Avayeshlam Kisvah Lamata, the time limit in the Brisa, Ben Teisha Shonim Shahivi Shtei Cyrus. A 9-year old that got Shtei Cyrus, it's a Shuma, it's nothing. And he still has it. It's a Shuma. That's a Shuma. Rav Yisruda argues on Masimin. So on the 9, Kuliyam is a Shuma. From 9 till 12 is Machloikas. From 13 on is a Simon. And exactly all the ages that you have to learn in the Gemara need to, like Rashi points out, it's exactly why Ben Yibay is Ben Yigimel. But in any case, there's a limit Lamata. Under 9 is a Kuliyama Shuma, and therefore our Mishnah is called Yeshla Kitzvah. But didn't say Misa'av because that's Eilat Kitzvah. So right now we're holding Rosh Lakish also is a Tzia called Misa'av. Why not Mishnah say it? The Mishnah says only things that have a Kitzvah, only things that are finite. Things that are not a Kitzvah, don't have a Kitzvah, we don't say, since we don't know exactly what it is, therefore it does not enumerate that Yitzhak called Misa'av.